Isn't it amazing? The very same nations that are right now complaining about too much energy reliance on Russia, well, these are the same nations that have been suppressing free energy technology for over a century. And specifically, low energy nuclear reactions, LENR, which is also known as cold fusion. And LENR is a very viable, proven, documented technology that can create heat using, well, essentially a kind of a nuclear reaction, a kind of fusion that releases energy, but it heats water. So, well, and that's the way nuclear power works. I mean, that's the mechanism by which nuclear works, is it heats water. And so if you can heat water, you can create electricity, or you can heat buildings directly just using the heat. Well, low energy nuclear reactions were first demonstrated, at least to my knowledge, in 1989, Fleischmann and Pons, University of Salt Lake City, Utah. And then, of course, the entire hot fusion physics community had a snit fit, and they all jumped on Fleischmann and Pons and called them quacks and said, that's all made up, when in reality, they just wanted to suppress that technology. And the suppression of these technologies, and by the way, cold fusion is only one of many, but the suppression has been going on for a very long time. Look at the number of patents that have been classified as national security interests by the U.S. government. These are patents that have to do with not only free energy systems, or so-called free energy. They're actually not free energy. They do get the energy from somewhere. But they don't burn fossil fuels, and they don't use solar energy, and they don't use wind. So they appear to be free energy. It's almost free. But many other types of patents have been suppressed over the years, including patents on true anti-gravity technology, propulsion thrust systems, you know, even patents dealing with things like inventions that might one day lead to faster than light travel, you know, warp drives and things like that. It's not science fiction. It's science fact, and it's all suppressed. So the truth is that the governments of the world have been trying to keep humanity under energy scarcity for about a century. Because that energy scarcity, i.e. forcing everybody onto fossil fuels and combustion engines, that has enriched the fossil fuel industry, you know, big oil, all those who are involved in big oil, and it has centralized control over energy and over transportation and over economic activity in the hands of government, because they can always raise fuel taxes, or they can limit the supply of oil, or they can justify fighting wars over oil, which was the whole Desert Storm, you know, war in Iraq, all of that. It was all about oil. And of course, don't forget that we have the Bretton Woods Agreement with Saudi Arabia that created the petrodollar status, which created dollar dominance over the world because of the scarcity of oil and the need that every country has to have some kind of energy. And as long as that energy had to be purchased in dollars, then the fiat currency dollar had dominance. And we were able to, as a nation, the United States, to project economic power through dollar hegemony. And that has been the state of the world that most of us have known for our entire lives. But all of that would have been made obsolete by low energy nuclear reactions or other forms of so-called free energy. You see, if energy is free or virtually free, then of course nobody needs fossil fuels, nobody needs government regulations over fossil fuels, nobody needs to fight wars over fossil fuels, and the government can't control everybody's energy consumption. If you have free energy, it means that you could have a box, maybe the size of, I don't know, a toaster oven or something, or a microwave, in the trunk of your car, let's say. And that box is constantly generating electricity. And so you can have an electric car with a charging station in the trunk that is constantly recharging the car as you drive and as you park. That technology exists right now. That can happen, but it's suppressed. Or you could have a little bit larger box attached to the side of your house that's constantly providing the energy that you need for your home. Like, I don't know, 3 kilowatts or 5 kilowatts or whatever you need for your home, or more. Maybe you need to run some dryers and so on. Or you could have a much larger box running a commercial building or a military base for that matter, or other institutions, other installations. You could have, eventually you could have electric airplanes that have their onboard fuel in the form of free energy or low energy nuclear reactions. They're constantly resupplying the batteries on the airplane. In essence, a plane that has unlimited flight duration, because it could stay in the air essentially indefinitely because it never runs out of fuel. Again, that technology exists, but it's all suppressed. It's all suppressed on purpose. Or even think about military applications like nuclear submarines. They could go cold fusion instead of nuclear, and they could be a lot safer. And if one of them is destroyed, you don't have a nuclear accident on your hands. So these are just some examples of some of the applications of this technology. But again, the governments have been suppressing it, and now they whine and cry over the fact that fossil fuels are in a shortage because they unleashed these economic sanctions against Russia, which was an act of warfare, by the way, a weapon of mass destruction in the economic realm against Russia. And now Russia, because it has dominance over the actual energy, the hydrocarbons in natural gas or the hydrocarbons in oil or coal, for that matter, Russia has so much global dominance over that that by suppressing the free energy technologies, Western nations have handed Russia more power. So Russia is now dictating the terms of, you know, like you have to pay in rubles in order to buy natural gas from Russia, or you could pay in gold, or you could pay in Bitcoin, I think they said. But Russia is dictating the terms of trade for these energy-based commodities, which gives Russia tremendous power. And it's also thrusting Western Europe, especially this next winter coming up, Europe is going to starve or freeze or both. You're going to have an economic collapse in countries like Germany because they won't have the natural gas to run the power plants and heat the buildings that are their industrial base. Germany is going to suffer a catastrophic economic implosion because of the cutoff of natural gas from Russia, you know, stemming from this whole war and everything else. So why doesn't Germany just engineer a bunch of free energy devices, use low energy nuclear reactions? You know, France could convert all its nuclear power plants over to Lenner power plants. Why don't they do that? And the answer is because it would create too much freedom for the world. They don't want the world to be free. They don't want people to be off the grid. They love the grid because it's control. They love to be able to shut off power to people if you don't comply. They love to be able to justify a war effort over oil and energy, because then they can funnel tens of billions of dollars to the weapons manufacturers, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, whoever else in the United States, just making weapons to fight a needless war over energy that should already be obsolete if the truth were allowed to come out. So it is the suppression of technology, the suppression of creativity, the suppression of human ingenuity that has brought us to this point of collapse and probably global thermonuclear war, by the way. We could be in World War III with nuclear weapons flying back and forth this year, later on this year, because the powers that be didn't want humanity to be free. They wanted scarcity. They wanted control. They wanted to suppress inventions. And as a result, they've led us into this death cult trap, which could end literally with the total annihilation of human civilization, nuclear winter, radioactive fallout, soils unusable for centuries to come. That's what they've led us to, all because of greed. And it's interesting to me, there's a lot of greed in the free energy movement as well. A lot of greed because a lot of people want control. Google's involved. They know it's real. They want control. They know that whoever controls this cold fusion technology will create trillions of dollars in revenues as this comes out. Trillions. So there's a lot of jockeying right now. There's a lot of backstabbing. There's a lot of greed in play right now. Not a good sign. And a lot of people jockeying for control over patents and so on. So what we really need is somebody who knows how to build these systems to just release the information publicly and say, we're not going to patent this. It's open source for humanity. Here's how you create energy. And just lay out the plans publicly, and you'll go down in history as one of the greatest benefactors in the history of humanity. But no one's lining up to do that. And there are costs associated with research. I get it. But with think about all the billions of dollars flying around, you know, $33 billion for Ukraine recently. That's what Biden announced. But there isn't even $1 billion for free energy. Not a single billion dollars in grant money to develop free energy. Because, of course, they don't want it to come out. So that's where we are. Understand, you're living in a prison planet, as Alex Jones says, prison planet. Absolutely true. You are a prisoner under a system of artificial scarcity that need not exist, because everybody could be free. Everybody could have essentially free energy. Every home could be heated or air conditioned at virtually no cost. Electricity wouldn't even have to be metered. But that technology continues to be suppressed by the very same governments that whine and scream and complain about lack of energy. It's just unreal. These incompetent morons are a death cult that will get us all killed if we don't dismantle their systems and overrule them, throw them out, and bring in new systems for human ingenuity and human abundance that recognize the free energy and all the other inventions that have already been patented, but then, of course, classified. Yeah, humanity can solve our problems. We've already solved them. The solutions have just been deleted. But that's where we are. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com.